for female voice and piano. It's about a 25-minute piece, so a lot of work went into it. We would call it a song cycle. It's a collection of songs with texts by all different writers, and all the texts relate to the moon in different ways, hence the title.
Why reference the moon? What does that mean for you?
The piece started with these very short texts that I took from a short story by Jorge Luis Borges, which most of the story doesn't have anything to do with the moon, actually. He's talking about this imaginary world that he's conceived of and sort of describing the different cultural and geological aspects of this imagined world. And he talks about these two different languages that exist on the world. He says that one of these languages only has adjectives in it, and another only has verbs and adverbs. And the example he uses for demonstrating these languages is, he says, so if you wanted to say moon in this language, maybe you would say aerial, bright, above dark, round, or some string of adjectives like that. And I thought these were quite beautiful, and I wanted to work with them, but it wasn't enough to make a substantial piece out of. So I started just paging through all these other books that I had on my bookshelf and literally just scanning the pages for the word moon, and I tried to find as many different quotes referencing the moon from as many different books as I could. So I sort of stumbled into the theme. There wasn't anything in particular about the moon to begin with that really set me off on this piece, but it became this fun way to explore a lot of literature that I had, and eventually I narrowed it down to the texts that are in the piece.
And tell us about the accompaniment of the singer.
I'm very lucky to have a singer named Julia Bentley. She's a professional musician from Chicago. She visited UB to do a concert back in November, and I got to work with her and do a preliminary recording of this piece back then. So now we're bringing her back for this concert. And so there's a piano part, which will be played by Eric Huebner. He's our faculty piano teacher up at UB. So one thing I was actually interested in this piece is the relationship between the voice and the piano part. I was thinking a lot as I was writing it about sort of the tradition of song cycles going back to composers like Schubert and Schumann, who really established this idea of writing these big pieces for voice and piano. And I think most singers or pianists who perform music like this would probably say that the vocal part and the piano part are equals in this music, that they both sort of share the load of expressing the music and whatnot. And I guess I often feel that it doesn't quite work that way always, because the singer is the only one who has text. And, you know, as people who are listening to this music, we relate to the text very differently than we relate to just piano music that's happening. So a lot of times the singer comes off seeming maybe more important than the piano part does, inadvertently. So one thing I was interested in this piece is trying to level the playing field a bit. So giving the piano its moments to shine, maybe, and letting it sort of take the lead in some of the songs. Sometimes the voice still leads, but sometimes the piano does. So I was trying to equalize that. And then maybe sometimes it sort of seems like the two performers are maybe in their own worlds and aren't really interacting with each other. And that's another way I tried to make the piano part more important.
If you can tell us your age, you're a very young composer.
I'm 24 years old.
What do you find most challenging when composing?
In a piece like this, the challenge is really trying to figure out how to, I guess, in part, hold the listener's interest for such a long time, or sort of manage the idea that there are these different songs that are happening, and so they should feel different from each other, but they also need to feel connected to each other so that the work hangs together as a whole. And managing those two different impulses is quite challenging in a piece like this.
Nathan Heidelberger, thank you so much for being our guest and talking about your work that will be featured at a musical feast on Sunday, March 18th.
Thanks.